It's time to take a break with Gene and Mary every weekday at noon Eastern Time. Join us as we talk about what's on our minds. Email us at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com or interact with us on Facebook for your chance to win a gift every week.
Warning.
Oh, sorry. I was going to make an alarm. I'm so sorry.
Side effects will include jocularity, increased knowledge, and a great way to spend 15, 16, 13 minutes. Who knows?
Yeah.
I had a thought too. Since we're pre-recording so many of our shows, I can always add in the warning sound and change it up.
Well, that's true. That's true. Well, you know, my biggest problem this morning, just the way my life has gone, I haven't had the chance to use my vocal cords until you and I spoke. I usually sing in the mornings, and I just didn't today. And I didn't plan on speaking until 1 o'clock. And then my recorder was cold. I didn't warm it up. So I just, here we go. Squeaking my recorder. And
we're doing good. We're doing fine.
We're good.
I have a word of the day. That's normal. Oh,
excellent. Excellent.
Irresistible. It's something that's tempting or too attractive and tempting to be resisted, such as he found the wedding cakes irresistible. So he kept getting married over and over again.
It probably wasn't the flavor of the cake.
Oh, funny. No. Some synonyms are enticing, alluring, attractive, desirable, ravishing, beguiling, enchanting. So anyway, that's our cool word of the day. It comes from the late 16th century, from medieval Latin, irresistibilis, meaning in or not, plus resistibilis, which is resister or resist. You cannot resist. Kind of interesting.
It would be irresistible if you couldn't resist it.
Just like my smile that nobody can see, but you can hear it when I smile.
That's okay. I can see it. I appreciate it.
Well, so. I know people can hear a smile. I mean, if I get very austere and subdue my voice, the smile is not there. But the minute that I stretch my lips out over my teeth and my dimples show, you can't help but hear my smile. It's just the way it is.
It's true, you know, it's so funny because you don't think so much about that, really. You think of smiling as a visual thing, but it's such an internal thing.
It's definitely an internal, it's kind of like a dog's wagging tail. You know, if a dog is wagging its tail, you know that dog is happy, generally.
Generally, yeah.
I mean, there have been some dogs that have been known to bite people after wagging their tail. I mean, my cat wags his tail, but he wags it a certain way. If he's happy, he's kind of languidly, lazily wagging. If he's not happy, he's twitching that tail.
Yeah, it's like, whoosh, whoosh, look out.
Watch out, buddy.
Yeah, I've seen that with cats.
And the reason that we're talking about smiling is because that's the word, not the word of the day, but the topic. Barb, our researcher, did some research into 5 facts about smiling. Nice. I asked her to look up, you know, some things about smiles. I just wanted to know. And that's what I love about Barb is I can ask her anything under the sun. You know, what's the first dinosaur that was dug up? And she'll go find it. Mm-hmm. Or if I can say, what was the most recent dinosaur that was dug up? She'll go find that.
Well, and then she'll find 3 or 4 more other things that are completely amazing along with it. So that's my favorite part.
Well, one thing that she found out was that smiling is the easiest and cheapest way of improving your looks.
Oh.
And I don't care if you are toothless or snaggletooth. If you've got your mouth closed, you look unhappy. But the minute you smile, even if you don't open your lips and show your teeth. And I see a lot of people who say, I am smiling. This is my smile.
Yeah.
But you, look out.
get away or you'll see me frown.
Yes. But also, you know, now that we're all wearing masks, it's hard to see those smiles. And some people make masks with a clear plastic front. Mm-hmm. May not do a whole lot to prevent the transmission of a virus because it can seep out through that. You know, the plastic's not going to be as much of a filter as two or three layers of just even cloth. But the it's very cool to see the smile. I've seen one mask. I've seen one mask that you put it on and it's just a emoticon type smile, just mm-hmm. the big smile with the two edges on it. But if you pop it open over your chin, it's a big toothy smile. And it's really cute. It makes me laugh when I see it.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I always thought that it would be fun to print masks with people's customized with the people's
real smile.
The bottom half of their driver's license picture on it.
Oh.
So when you show your driver's license, you know, it matches.
That's
would
funny.
Be kind of fun. But the other thing I'll tell you with these masks, I have, you know, one of the things that when this thing started is when I decide to wear a mask, I found it to be like a fun personal challenge to just smile without my mouth.
Going to be my next lead in. I think we've been working together long enough. We're kind of following up on what we know about each other.
Well, you know, remember we did kind of mention some thoughts about this back when it started.
Yeah.
I was just thinking we have the hundreds of shows we've done.
We smile with our eyes.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of writers, especially novice writers, will say, she smiled a smile that didn't go up to her eyes, or he smiled and his eyes twinkled, or something like that. Mm-hmm. But it is true. If you're genuinely smiling, people know it, whether you can see the lips or not. Heck, I can tell if somebody's smiling from behind them, if it's somebody I know well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Their body language changes.
Well, look at Santa Claus. All he has showing is his eyes, and he's a huge smiler. I mean, everybody knows Santa smiles all the time.
Exactly.
You know? Just one look at him.
Well, let me tell you a couple of things that Barb found out about smiles that I thought was interesting. Women smile more than men.
Hmm.
Smiling releases endorphins that make us feel better. We're all born with the ability to smile. It's not something we learn. A smile is a universal expression of happiness. A smiling person is thought to be more pleasant, attractive, sociable, sincere, and competent than a non-smiling person. So if you are going in for an interview, whether it's on Zoom or Skype or in person, and even if it's just a telephone interview, smile. And if you've ever worked in reception, you're usually coached when you say, "Thank you for calling Be Unique. How may I direct your call?" Always do it with a smile on your face. And even, you know, if you're calling another entity, say you're calling the IRS and they answer the phone, IRS, we're here to take your money. And if you just put a smile on your face and say, "Hello, I'm not giving you my money," it will change the other person's attitude on the other end of the line. But I find it interesting that smiling releases endorphins and that women smile more than men. So does that mean that men don't want those endorphins, or that women crave them more? Or maybe women have them because they smile more?
I don't know. I mean, there's a lot. I recall the tendency in my life to really feel the women had were more in touch with their feelings. You had said before that women smile more than men. And so I think maybe some of that, maybe feelings is kind of a form of weakness sometimes in a lot of perspectives that people have, you know, and so I think that might play into it.
It very well could be. And I will tell you that I have denied my feelings for many years in a different lifetime. Mm-hmm. And it created a lot of illness in me. When I started embracing my joy and seeking joy and mm-hmm. happiness, my health started improving.
Yeah. Your yeah. body's like, okay, happy now. Let's do yeah. this. No, okay, we're going to be sad. We'll be sad with you. I experienced the same thing. Yeah. I apologize. One of our guests on another one of our shows that we talked with suggested apologize to your body, apologize to your heart, your foot, whatever you treated poorly. And it works. It's amazing. Yeah. It works. Your body responds. It's all vibration, I guess.
Well, I love the Coco Moco Loco. I cannot remember how it's pronounced, but
it is Ho'oponopono.
And that is I believe Hawaiian expression, Hawaiian word.
Ho'oponopono.
But it you tell yourself and other people, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. And sometimes you can say, I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. But you have to apologize from time to time for anything. I apologize some days just for waking up and injecting myself onto the world. And those are the days that I am bouncing around like Tigger instead of moping like Eeyore.
But most
of the time, I'm more like Pooh. I just keep looking for my honey.
I was going to say you're pretty agreeable. I don't know, though. That's one of the things, though. I feel the same way sometimes. You know, it happens so rarely, but every so often, I'll just wake up and I feel like just laying waste, you know, just, and all I know is I got to just go garden and be alone for a while, figure out what exactly is going on. Probably something that I dreamt about and just didn't remember, you know.
I know somebody who said her husband will wake up angry in the mornings because he had a bad dream about her. Mm. I'm like, that's just weird.
Yeah, that's rough. So it's really something. I know that the feelings are really important, and it's something I've been working on trying to get in touch with. But you know what? I think, oh man.
I know what you need to get in touch with.
I know. I just am thinking here that it's time to get out of here. We've taken a break. Now it's time to get back to what we're doing.
Yeah.
And want to thank everybody for listening. Sure do appreciate it. Check us out at beunique.org. We've got oodles and oodles of shows now, all kinds of great shows. Beunique.org.
That's BUNEKE.org. I wish people could see my jazz hands when you play that tune.
They're awesome. They're awesome.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.